Scripture readings, 2 Timothy 4, 2-8, and Matthew 24, 12 and 13. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure's hand. I have fought a good faith, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Now Matthew 24, 12 and 13. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
I want to say good morning to everybody. Good morning and happy Sabbath. I'm glad to be in your midst today because God has decided so. God has decided that everybody should come to church, not just us in Elmira, but in every single place in the world, God's children should gather together to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm glad that God has put a seal upon those who do that. At the end of the day, at the end of the earth history, there will be the mark of the beast, and there will be also what? The seal of God. And as Sunday law will be enforced, those who keep the Sabbath as the day of rest given by God will be sealed, and those who keep Sunday as day of rest will be marked by the mark of the beast. So today we will not be talking too much about that. We will be talking about one special topic. You probably have never heard about a topic like that, all in one. You may have seen in a box of like printers or cameras or whatever, all in one, but for a topic, for a subject in the gospel, probably you have never heard about one like that. But if you follow the trend of what is taking place right now on earth, you will understand what I will be talking about. So before I go, I move forward, let me pray, and I pray that you would kneel with me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you set a seal upon us that we would not depart from the truth, that we would come in your presence every week on the seventh day of the week to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray that you would bless your man servant that you will use to deliver a message to your people online, and particularly in this church that we like so bad. Forgive our sins, empower us by your Holy Spirit, and let your message go near and far to deliver people from their sins. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. All right. So all in one, the list of troubles caused by the COVID-19 coronavirus to the church, society, businesses, government, psychology, etc., are innumerable. In the religious world, you have church closure, half-open churches, no singing in some churches, no more than a fourth of the congregants, no communion in most churches, lukewarmness, backsliding, greediness, no more real evangelization, regaining power of some churches, the shaking of the church, etc. This is the list of things that take place in the religious church or world. In the society, dependence upon the government to survive increases. Drunkenness, abuse within the families, social unrest, laziness, the rich become richer, and the poor poorer. Increase in obesity, idleness, therefore more time for watching TVs, more time for video games, social distancing even in the family circle, wearing of masks of all sorts, fear of catching the virus. This is the list, not exhaustive list, of things that are taking place in society because of coronavirus. Businesses. Some businesses are closed indefinitely. Some stay open. Some become richer. Millions have been furloughed and others dismissed. By the government's order, businesses require customers to wear masks, coins, shortages, wow, etc. Now, in the government becomes the provider of social assistance such as food and money. Tighter control over the populations by the government. Unity between nations is being formed. The government becomes the savior of businesses. Unity between church and state is more visible. Foot bracelets to monitor people having coronavirus, as if they were conditionally released from prison to prevent them from fleeing. All these are taking place right here in America due to coronavirus. I'm sure there are many other elements that can be added to the list of the entities affected by this pestilence and of the problem list themselves. Now, let me go directly to the religious world. I will pick just a few items because we don't have time for that. Up front, let me say and repeat clearly that the COVID-19 coronavirus is an exercise of power from the devil, mimicking what he wants to happen in this world in the very near future. He is trying to see how human beings would react when church and state united will have total control of everything, populations including. Notice that here, wherever you look at, it is a question of dominion of all aspects of life. Moreover, the single one group of people targeted by Satan is those who will dare keep the commandments of God, especially the fourth commandment. For the devil is a it is a matter of worship. That is what caused him to lose his functions in heaven, and that is what he's still pursuing since his fall. Make no mistakes here, brothers and sisters. Now, no more singing in the church. How would you feel if you were told not to sing even when you are in church? Forgive me, God, I will not say it. This is one of the elements of worship that church members should gather together to sing the praise of God. But still, Satan is trying to shut the mouth of the church up, preventing the church from singing. Satan was the choir director in heaven. He knows that songs are one of the elements of divine worship in heaven. So here, he is trying to shut God's people's mouth, preventing them from singing together in praise, particularly on the Sabbath. The one who has created the heaven, the earth, and all that in them is. Psalmist David sang, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Psalms 30 verse 4. As Seventh-day Adventist Christians and true Protestants, we recognize just one bearing the title of holiness: God and God alone. Let me read some study verse 4 one more time. "Sing unto the Lord," not unto anybody else, "O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." God is the only one bearing the title of holiness. In Revelation, John reveals what he has been shown in a vision concerning the last days that we are living in. He reports in Revelation 15, verses 1 and 2, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God." Don't make any mistake here. God is not just a God of love the way that we understand it, a God of peace the way that we understand it, a long-suffering God, but God has wrath also. God can be mad also. God can destroy also. Okay. So, verse 2. "And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name." Listen, it is not just over the beast that we need to be victorious, but we need to be victorious over his image. The beast being Catholic Church, his image being the Protestant churches, and over his mark, which is Sunday. We need to be victorious over them all. And over the number of his name, 666. "Stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God." Doing what? Verse, we will see. Notice that those who will sing at that time are those that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name. "Stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God." Now, which song will they sing? It is the song of the man who received the Ten Commandments from the Lord on Sinai, from the man who led the Israelites from Egypt to Canaan. And also it is the song of the Lamb, which is Jesus, the true legislator, the one who wrote the Ten Commandments and gave them over to Moses on Sinai. He is the true Savior, taking his people from sin to the heavenly Canaan. Verse 3, Revelation 15, verses 3 and 4. Listen, "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, not before the beast, not before the image of the beast, but before God, the only one who is holy. For thy judgment are made manifest. This song will be sung by us, and nobody cannot prevent God's children from singing. Why should you prevent me from singing? So why should Satan not try to prevent God's people to sing the praises, the glory, and the honor of the Lord God Almighty? No communion. I don't want to stay too long in that part, because if you cannot sing, if there is a 6-foot distancing, how would it be possible for you to commune, to minister unto your brothers and sisters, into washing their feet? Oh, Paul says that we will have to do it. Let me read for you. And when he have given thanks in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26, but I'm going to come from 24, he break it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." That means as you do communion, you do what? Announcing the second coming of Christ. If you cannot do communion, your message will be missing a leg. Satan does not like that. If it were to participate in the blasphemous mass communion of the Catholic Church, Satan would have no problem with that. But when it comes to the one form of communion that Jesus himself has instituted, Satan has objections. He is jealous. No more evangelizations or evangelization, however you want to say it. It was always astonishing to me to notice that in America, evangelization was a problem in terms of time allocated for such an important event. The churches come up with all kinds of excuses not to preach for a period of 1 month. Many of our churches organize this event in a 2-week period, totaling 8 days. And worse, there is no preparation, no prayer meeting to prepare the people for the terrible fight they will be engaged in against the enemy. Now that coronavirus is around, there is another legal, health-related excuse not to have one at all. I believe every church member should use this precious time, the quarantine, whatever they call it, to at least give a Bible study to their friends. But I am sure that this idea of Bible study does not even cross their minds. Instead, many are discouraged, leaving the church. Others stop returning tithes and offerings. Others do not pray anymore. And others stop reading the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Now they have more time to watch TV, to eat more than they should, to drink, to gossip, and who knows what more. All this is the desire of the devil. He is sifting the church, the fake members, the undecided, those who anchor nowhere, the superficial, the mundane. It has been like that over the course of history. However, my Bible teaches, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. This is Paul talking to Timothy. Preach the gospel, be it in season or out of season. That means even in the midst of coronavirus. Even in the midst of persecution. Preach. Preach. She said, he said, but after, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. When people do not endure sound doctrine, they will persecute you. And because of sin in their lives, they will not like the message. Those who don't like the preaching of the gospel, the two-edged message of the gospel, they don't like it because they have sin in their lives that they don't want to be pointed out. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, Paul is talking, and the time of my departure is at hand. That means he knows that he will die. They will kill me. Here is a man who knows that they will kill him. He's preaching through written word sent to his son in Christ, Timothy, asking him not to stop preaching the gospel, whether it be in good season or in bad season, whether it be without pestilences or with pestilences, but whether it be before coronavirus or within or during coronavirus. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought of a good fight. Woo! I have fought what? A good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only. And I'm taking that. Paul was thinking about me, about you today. Paul says, it is not just about me, but about everybody who will, at the end of time, preach the same message without fearing anybody. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So when you see the church being, let me say, lukewarm, think about what may be going on in their lives. Iniquity all around, iniquity in the church. People get cold, lukewarm, not cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13. By the way, according to a report, the coronavirus pandemic has affected Americans' Bible engagement, with the number of U.S. adults who read scripture declining drastically amid the outbreak. A recent study found, according to the States of the Bible 2020 report released by the Bonner Group and the American Bible Society, U.S. adults who say they read the Bible daily dropped from 14% to 9%. Before coronavirus, 14% of people read the Bible. But now, how many read the Bible? 9%. The regain of power of churches. In two occasions, I heard from the lips of political figures such as Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and from the lips of the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, on Fox News with Tucker Carlson that before deciding the two governors, New Jersey, New York, they say that before deciding to close their churches, they consulted with the New Jersey and the New York Catholic bishops, cardinals, Joseph William Tobin and Timothy Mark Dolan. Those two cardinals have decided to close their churches because they don't care too much about the parishioners. They don't care about that. And according to the same anchor of news anchor in Fox News, Tucker Carlson, he said, I know that not just you have done that to consult with the cardinals, but all over the states. Before deciding to close their churches, they ask advices from the cardinals. So the churches are gaining power. All right. As you may see, with coronavirus, the regain of power, or better, the healing of the beast is in rapid realization right under our eyes. Most of the church members are ignorant of this. Remember what the Lord through Hosea, the prophet, said? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Some people stop right here. But the same text continues, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. So God will never reject somebody without his consent. I would put it that way. They refuse knowledge, and God doesn't have any other things to do except to reject them because they refuse knowledge. So people, should I say, the people of God die not just because they do not have knowledge, but because they reject knowledge, the knowledge that saves. The lack of knowledge would even extend to the fact that the Catholic Church healing is being done, but surprisingly, many do not see it or do not want to talk about it. In Revelation, it is said to this healing that, and I saw, Revelation 13, verses 3 and 4, and I saw one of his heads as if it were wounded, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Brothers and sisters, let me tell you that when somebody is worshiping the beast, he is not just worshiping the beast, he is worshiping who? Satan, the dragon. That's what Satan wants. He knows he cannot get it like that. He just decided to shut down the churches. And until, I don't know when churches will get back to the normal or to normalcy. As I'm talking to you, President Trump has officially hired prominent evangelicals as his advisors, having their offices in the White House. Such move has never been attempted by any president of the states. The first time Mr. Trump has proclaimed a national day of prayer on Sunday, it was an evangelical who advised him to do so. And according to his own lips, the president immediately followed through. Governors in multiple states had already decreed a state of prayer, which has always been put on a Sunday because they've been asked to do it by whether Catholic Church or Protestant churches. There is a multiplicity of new prophets. I'm not going to be talking about that, but be careful about the false prophets having dreams for our days. Let me leave it alone for now because we have too many things to cover. Society. According to a report by Amy Peachy on CBS News, July 21, 2020. 1 in 10 Americans do not have enough food, double the rate before pandemic. 1 in 10 Americans do not have food, double the rate before pandemic. That means if we have 10 people in this church, there will be one not having food to eat. If we have 20 people, 2, 30, 3, 110, 1,100. 1 million, how many? 1 million, how many? 100,000. Not having food. Think about it. Business, Yelp. I think everybody knows Yelp. Yelp on July 23, 2020 informs that over 50% of restaurants temporarily closed are now permanently closed, according to a report written by Patrick Wood. The percentage is a matter of 26,160 restaurants being closed. AT&T announces in July 23, 2020, in an article written by Tyler Durden, that 338,000 customers stopped paying phone bills during pandemic. All in one, on CBS News, on July 21, 2020, a report by Christopher F. Brooks informs that one-third of New York City small businesses won't survive pandemic. One-third. According to the same author, still on CBS News on July 23, 2020, 70 million people just had their credit card limits cut or account closed. Pandemic. Who comes with this pandemic? Satan. He knows what he's doing. Some businesses become richer, like Amazon, Walmart, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, you name it. Businesses require customers to wear masks. Coins shortage. I don't want to talk about coin shortage too much, but let me say, Satan is exercising his power for the final battle. He creates the coronavirus to that end. With the new normal 6-foot distancing and face masking, people are distancing from each other. In many states, face masking is mandatory. You cannot go into many markets or stores without wearing a face mask. Otherwise, you cannot buy. You cannot sell also if you do not have a face mask. If you walk in, wherever you are, you need to wear a mask. You cannot buy, you cannot sell. Satan is exercising his power for Sunday law. Everything is utterly complicated now. There is a national coin shortage that is triggered by the fear of the communication of the disease to each other. In some places, the signage is saying, no cash, cards only. Even in Walmart, in self-checkout, no cash back. Because there is a national coin shortage. And now, they're selling coins as I'm talking to you. People are selling coins. All these things are the manifestation of Satan's power to see how people would react and survive in the time of Sunday law, when no buy, no sell against God's commandments keeping people will be enacted across the globe. Folks, we need to get ready. Government. It is interesting to see how deep the government involves in our individual life. To tell you the truth, in some aspects, it is not done It does not seem that the executive branch of the current government is really trying to dominate our lives as citizens. But it seems that there is an urgent agenda, forgive me, that is forced upon it to do just that. Some influential groups of persons want to control us. One of the things that we see taking shape very rapidly is to trace us wherever we go. Whoever we meet, they trace us. Whatever we do, they will trace us. As I'm talking to you, there are apps on your phone, your smartphone, that the provider downloads on it willfully or not to trace your whereabouts concerning coronavirus. The updates are connected to these apps. It happens to me. I refused many, many, many times to download them, but finally they do it themselves without my consent. Without you knowing it, they will download on your phone the app to trace you. Provider of social assistance such as food and money. In April, the government has infused into the economy a stimulus a coronavirus package of $2.2 trillion, according to records. And 50 million Americans would receive a paycheck for the first coronavirus stimulus package. In this package, even some institutions of ours have received millions of dollars in loan. Catholic Church received dozens of billions of dollars. In this package, in April 23, 2020, Congress passes $484 billion with money for small businesses, according to Washington Post 2020. This month, July, we have another coronavirus stimulus rescue package one more time, making us more dependent upon the government. I like it. I will take it. But let me tell you, we need to watch out. When you depend upon the government, it can dictate you whatever it wants. You are not free. If you're taking money from the government as a church, it can shut your mouth, preventing you from preaching the truth. In America, as well as in other countries like United Kingdom, we see churches, including ours, receiving funds from the government to pay pastors, teachers, and administrators. This is terribly wrong and dangerous. Sister White, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, urges the necessity to rely on God for assistance, not on human agencies. As a church, we need to manifest faith these last days. If we do that now, if we sell ourselves for money now, when Sunday law is enforced, what more will we not do? However, here is a statement from NAD North American Division, reported in the Spectrum magazine. Great care has been taken by the Seventh-day Adventist Church's administrative, legal, and human resource functions to evaluate these available programs. The need to balance was carefully considered. Hear what they say. North American Division leadership, in consultation with the leaders of its 9 union conferences, has recommended that church entities abstain from participating in portions of these programs providing direct financial assistance to the church. That's good. They are asking church leaders across the division to prayerfully consider both biblical prophecy and principles, as well as the church's longstanding warnings on the intermingling of church and state prior to obtaining government assistance. Not to take churches should not take money from the government. It will shut you down. Savior of businesses, the Trump administration is doing so under the latest federal stimulus package, which set aside $350 billion for small business loans. Churches and charities can access the funds under the same terms as for-profit businesses, a policy that some say is unlawful, forcing taxpayers to subsidize acts of faith. In an article in DeseretNews.com, in another article written by Boostein 2020 in the WashingtonPost.com, I read, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other employees of religious groups taking an economic hit from the coronavirus will see their paycheck covered by the federal government. If you pay pastors with the money coming from the government, how could you preach about the beast coming out, the earth? It's been a time in America, FBI has decided to ask the leadership of the church to stop saying that the United States is the beast coming out of the earth. They did it once, and people keep preaching about that, and they came back to tell them, if you keep preaching about that, we will put you in jail. And finally, they stopped preaching that America is the beast coming out of the earth. What about if you take money from them? That's one of the reasons that we do not preach, except for a few and some laypersons preaching against the mark of the beast, against the beast, against the image of the beast, against the number of the beast. We do it. Let's go down. In another article, Boostein informs that about 13,000 of the country's 17,000 Catholic parishes applied for the government's small business stimulus program, and about half have so far received the request funds, according to the same church groups for their seasoned fiscal managers. Now, let me tell you something. Us as Seventh-day Adventists, we do not accept funds in many instances. North American Division says no. But you know what? Those who do that, talking about Catholic churches, church and Protestant churches, they do that to manipulate the state, to unite with the state, and to get to the result they want to have more a long time ago. Let me read some few. Man, you know, my brothers and sisters, the Bible is talking about a big famine in Egypt. You remember that? In the time of Joseph, a Pharaoh had two dreams. The first dream, he was about favored kind and fat-fleshed for 7 years. He saw that there were well-favored kind and fat-fleshed animals, kind. And they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kind came up, according to Genesis chapter 41, verse 3. Seven other kind came up after them out of the river, ill favored and lean fleshed, and stood by the other kind. And there will be seven other lean fleshed kind and seven other corn that are without flesh. And when Pharaoh asked everybody to explain him, like the sorcerers, the magicians, the astrologers, he called them forth before him so that they can explain him the dream, they were not able to do so. Then they called Joseph. Joseph explained him what those two dreams symbolize. Finally, he decides to promote Joseph as the second after him. And there were 7 years of plentiful whatever products, whatever crop, particularly corn. 7. So much so there were no place to put corn anymore in the cities. After the 7 years of plentiful corn and other products, there were 7 years of famine. The famine was so bad that everybody forgot the 7 plentiful, the 7 good years of product like corn. And then what happens when people all over the world didn't have food to eat? What did they do? They came to Joseph for Joseph to feed them. And when they didn't have any more food, what happened? They left their country to come, particularly the family of Joseph came in Egypt to live. Let me tell you something. Have you seen that for the first 3 years, 3.5 years of Donald Trump, there were plentiful things in America? Good job. The economy was working very well. And bim! What happened next? Coronavirus. Everything that has been accumulated for the first 3 years is destroyed. And what next? People go to the government for the government to take care of them. Businesses go to the government for the government to take care of them. The same thing happens one more time. Let me try to come up to the end of my message for today, because I have to finish. Now, let me read for you some verses from the Bible. It says, this is Sister White talking here. I need you to pay attention to that, please. She said, through my vicegerent, I will exalt myself. The first day will be extolled, and the Protestant world will receive this period Sabbath as genuine. Through the non-observance of the Sabbath that God instituted, I will bring his law into contempt. The words, a sign between me and you throughout your generation, I will make to serve on the side of my Sabbath. It is Satan talking now. And he said, thus the world will become mine. I will be the ruler of the earth, the prince of the world. I will so control the minds under my power that God's Sabbath will be a special object of contempt. Hear the last sentences. He said of this quote, a sign, I will make the observance of the seventh day a sign of disloyalty to the authorities of earth. Human laws will be made so stringent that men and women will not dare to observe the seventh day Sabbath for fear of wanting food and clothing. They will join with the world in transgressing God's law. The earth will be holy under my dominion. Brothers and sisters, food will be one of the things that will bring many people into compliance. They will forget God. They will forget about the Ten Commandments. They will forget about the Fourth Commandment because of food, to keep Sunday as day of rest. Now, to finish. Too many things to say. I'm sorry. But let me read Revelation. Also, I want to remind my audience, church members and online friends, that the New World Order will not be a democratic capitalist or capitalist, however you say it, society. Remember, a certain pope expressed his wrath that our American Constitution provides provision for freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and liberty of conscience. All they talk about now is common good. Common good is communism. That is what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches in Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17, he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. As you may have noticed, John has foretold that the new political system will destroy the middle class into poor. The middle class, there will be no more middle class. There will be two classes, wherever you are in the world. Two classes, according to the text we just read. Meaning, there will be just two classes in society, rich and poor. Verse 16 says it. It causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, two classes. Brothers and sisters and friends, two classes. Not three, not four, two classes. Great and small. Rich and poor. At the same time, the text predicts there will be slavery, free and bond, to receive the mark of the beast. No matter your social status, you will be whether free or bond. These slaves will not be blacks or white, Asians or Latinos. The slave will be everyone. Now, whether you are rich or poor, small and great, free and bond, there will be one condition for all. Worship the beast or the image of the beast, or have the number of his name by receiving the mark of the beast. If not, your conditions will be terrible. That is why I am announcing everyone to get ready, get ready, get ready. This system will be terribly, terribly, terribly brutal. More brutal than the Roman Empire. One of the reasons for becoming so brutal is that the church persecutor, Catholic Church, will combine her strength with the churches that she persecuted, Protestant churches, along with the states of the world to persecute God's people. Friends, brothers and sisters, it will be a brutal system of society. But God sends me to tell you, be faithful unto death. I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall be not hurt of the second death. Later, Jesus made a promise, saying, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Then he promised again, but that which he have already hold fast till I come, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and I will give him the morning star. Now, last verses. The following are one of the most beautiful promises ever mentioned in the Bible. Jesus said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Friends, God has promised victory to those who overcome. We need to overcome the mark of the beast. We need not to pay too much attention to many things taking place around us. God promises to take us in heaven, to live with him, to sit on his throne with him. We need not to be discouraged. We need not to be shaken out. We need not to be backsliding. We need not to do the things of the world. Let us serve the Lord. Let us serve him with all our strength. And when he comes, we will be with him forever and ever and ever. God bless you. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've been with us behind the pulpit in the audience and online to hear your word. I pray that you would change everything into a strength to bring people into obedience to your word. I pray that you would give the Holy Spirit to those who have heard and not understood. Please forgive our sins and bless the rest of the day for us. Give us to think about what we've heard and to live accordingly. And bless this church. Give that missionary spirit that imparts from Jesus Christ. This prayer I do in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.